The Mishnah says in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, we started at the first Mishnah last time. Sheisha Rais Hamosh Be'el Peshu Sos La'achayim Tzor Seim Yitaros Imo Ve'ishtav Ba'chuzav Ba'chos Me'av Ve'ishtach Yav Ve'ishtach Me'av Ve'ev Me'etchel Achot Rishonim what the case of Imo was. But now we're up to the last Mishnah in the Perek. Be'ishamai at the very bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Be'ishamai Matir Netzor Slachim Uve'is Hillel Osrim. This whole Tzaris Erev that we've been discussing the whole time is only Ali Dei Selah. Ali Dei Shammai, there's no such Isra Tzaris Erev at all, and she's perfectly kosher for Yibum. Choltzu, if the Tzaris Erev does Chalitza, then obviously Bei Shammai pulls him into Beis Hillel Machshirin. Bei Shammai says the real Chalitza, because she was really Zakuka, therefore Chalutza is forbidden to a Kohen. Beis Hillel says no, she was not Zakuka at all. If you do Chalitza to a woman who's not a Yavama, doesn't pass her to Kahuna. Nisyabmu, Beis Shammai Achshirin, Beis Hillel opposed them. And if they did Yibam, Beis Shammai said perfectly kosher, they did a big mitzvah to save Yibam. But Beis Hillel says pasul that they did an Erev of Eishasach, because really they were part of Yibam, and now they're pasul to Kahuna, because they did a rice. Afi she'ilo osmei lamatirin, ilo posle lamachshirin. Lo nimno Beis Shammai, this is nasmei Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, that this is come in the old days. They used to have a funny minhag that firm Jews tried to get along with each other, and therefore, even though they had all the machlokes, they did not refrain from intermarrying with one another. Okay, Rashi already tells us, the Gemara is going to discuss a little later exactly how they got around the halachic problems. The Gemara is going to assume it's not that they were reformed and said, oh, well, it's important to get along, and who cares about whether something's halachically us or a mutter, but the Gemara will explain how, and call a taras the Khmer Shah Elam Tarma Elam Tam Lino also Taras Elogabe Elo. Likewise, and all of Tarma Batara, they had many machlokas, what was Tame, what was Tame, they did not refrain from making taros on top of each other. What does it mean making taros on top of each other? It just, Rashi explains, it means they didn't refrain, doesn't mean literally they stood on each other's shoulders, means they didn't refrain from using each other's kalim with their food. They would, I could borrow your kneading bowl with my food, and I didn't worry that it would make it tummy. Okay, now we'll get back to the both halachic, the halachic aspect of like how we deal with machlokas. That'll be the sugya from the bottom view of Gimel and Beis through pretty much the end of the parak. But first, they have to get into the actual sheet of the Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, Amr Shimon Pazi, my time at the Beis Shammai. Right, my time at the Beis Shammai. All the Rishonim explain the question. We had these drushes that we explained for Beis Hillel. And we assume these are very, very strong, attractive drushes. It's not just Stam. That's what first Tosfos explains. Not just Stam. Beis Shammai never heard of this drush of Litzror and Aleha. No, these are such good drushes that you would have to make these drushes unless you had a reason otherwise. So what's the reason Beis Shammai doesn't have this in source? Erebus, there are two theories. First one is a little less complicated. Amr Shem Rapazi, my time Beis Shammai, Dechsiv L'Shiyish L'Mesachutza L'Ish Zar. So Beis Shammai, B'derech Drash, we know the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk is that Hachutza is modifying the word. Pashup Shad in Pasuk. Pashup Shad and Pasuk, that's modifying the word Losiya. Eish Tameis Losiya Hachutza. She shouldn't go out to the Shuk. She should marry the brother-in-law. But Beis Shammai, B'derech Drash, Darshins Hachutza as modifying the word Eishes. The Eishes Meis Chutza shouldn't marry the Shuk. She should do Yivam. What does that mean? There's a Chutza wife and a Pnimis wife. The Chutza wife should do Yivam, but the Pnimis wife doesn't do Yivam. So that says Chutz Miklal De'ika Pnimis. So it's a talking about a case. There's two wives. One is outside and one is inside. What is outside and inside? One is unrelated, one is related. It says the unrelated wife shouldn't go out to the shuk. She should do yibam. So we see from here, that she shouldn't go out and marry the shuk. She should do yibam. We see from here, if there's two wives, one related, one unrelated, the related wife, of course, doesn't do yibam. But the unrelated wife, the tsaris erva, does yibam. Okay, ubeis hillel. So what does beis hillel do with this pasuk? Mibay le likd rabbi huda amar rav. They darshan like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav be nine she'en kedushin tofsim v'yivama she'nemra losiya isha mesachutza l'ishzar hanu mei kedushin aren't tofes in Yavama. Even though we paskin, right, everyone but Rabbi Akiva paskins, and that's the halach l'maisa, that kedushin aren't tofsim v'chayvei lavin, right? Only in chayvei krisos kedushin aren't tofsim. So you would think that kedushin should be tofes in Yavama l'shuk, but no, since it says losiya isha mesachutza l'ishzar, she can't marry a stranger outside. Therefore, that shows the kedushin are not tofsim. Lo siya b'havaya lazar. She can't have marriage to a zar. So, now just Tosos deals with a bit of a technical machlokes rishonim. How to read this line in the Gemara. Beis Hillel. What does Beis Hillel do with this? He uses it for Rav Yehuda or Rav. Now, there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel throughout our Masechet. Very fundamental. We'll have to get back to it. Rav holds kedushin are tofes in Yivam L'shuk. Because it says she can't marry a zar. Shmuel holds kedushin are tofes. It says she can't marry a zar. Shmuel holds it means that she shouldn't marry a zar. Right? She violates a law if she marries a zar. Rav says that, no, it means it doesn't even work if she marries a zar. Tosa says, L'chad Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hachanami Av Motzalim L'chad Shmuel, the Polygled Rav Yisha Rav, Moki Krala Lav Hudasa. Again, Rav says it means it's not Tofis. Right? It's talking about the is, not the ought. Shmuel says, talking about the ought, not the is, that it's just forbidden. It's just an Isser. So Tosa says it means Rav or Shmuel. Rav is Lav Davka. It just means Rav or Shmuel. The Rashba, the Ritva here says no. They mean Davka Rav. This line in the Gemara only works for Rav. In the end of the Gemara, it'll work for everyone. But this line in the Gemara only works for Rav. The Aruch Lener explains they have a very technical machlokas in how to read this line of the Gemara. When it says, Beis Hillel mi boi lehu, what does it mean, Beis Hillel mi boi lehu? Beis Hillel mi boi lehu. Tosos understands it as meaning the whole pasuk. What does Beis Hillel need the whole pasuk for? So therefore, Tosos says it could be Rav or Shmuel. The whole pasuk could be for Rav, saying that it doesn't work if she tries to get married to an Ishtar, or for Shmuel, saying she shouldn't be with an Ishtar. So he understands that there is, you know, what did Beis Hillel do with this whole pasuk? And the answer is he used it for Rav or Shmuel. The Rashba and the Ritva explains the Aruch Lener. Said it means the word hachutza. What does he do with the word hachutza? Right? What does he do with the word hachutza? What does Beis Hillel do with the extra word hachutza? Not the whole pasuk. The whole pasuk just means she shouldn't get married in the shuk. Like, that we already knew. There is specifically the word hachutza. And then the answer is, for Shmuel, it's difficult. I mean, Shmuel doesn't have an answer, right? Because for Shmuel, it could have said, L'siyei shameish le'ishzar, she shouldn't marry someone else. But for Rav, it's an extra word to teach you that there are two halachos in this pasuk. What are the two halachos? One, Esser. Two, Itfisas Kiddushin. So he said, the Rashi and the Ritva say no. Taka the Gemara meant Bedavka. Only for Rav it's Nicha. Why would Rav need the word Hachutza? Because Rav needs an extra word in the Pasuk. Why does Rav need an extra word in the Pasuk? Because Shmuel learns one thing from the Pasuk in Isser. Rav learns two things from the Pasuk in Isser and Hafkas Kiddushin. Therefore, he needs an extra word in the Pasuk to tell us we're allowed to learn two things. And Hachutza is an extra unnecessary word. That's two different technical ways of reading this line in the Gemara. According to Tosfos, Hachutza is still extra. The Gemara is not up to that yet. Yeah. So for Tosfos, like, the Gemara is now in a very rudimentary stage. Why do we need the Pasuk? Which is like baby, you know, babyish. We're not up to the, later we'll get up to the real question, why do we need every word? For the Rashi and the Ritva, the Gemara is already wondering why we need every word. Like, everyone knows why you need the Pasuk. We're wondering why you need every word. Okay. And two different ways of reading the Gemara. Either way, Beis Hillel has an explanation. And what does Beis Shammai say back? Let's go back to Beis Shammai. Shammai, miksev lachutz, chutzaksev. And Beis Shammai says, hold on a second. You, Beis Hillel, are claiming that hachutza is modifying losiyah, right? Meaning hachutza is a prepositional phrase. Who shouldn't she marry? Anyone in the chutz. And I, Beis Shammai, am claiming hachutza is an adjective modifying ishamesh, the outer wife of the deceased. So isn't it obvious that I'm right? That it has to be an adjective, not a prepositional phrase, because it doesn't say lachutz, which would be who she shouldn't marry. It says chutzo, which is an adjective. Beis Hillel says, no, give me a break. Kaven, dechsev, chutzek, manesev, lachutz. Chutzah is not an adjective. It's not the feminine of the adjective of chutz. It is a prepositional phrase, because we all know this from Rashi and Chumash, many, many places. The Tanya, Reb Nechemya Omer, Kol Tevish, Shukalam, Tchilas, Eitulam, Kazav, Hei, Besofa, Betanya, Yishmal, Kol, Eilim, Eilima, Machanayim, Machanayim, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, Divla, Saima, Yerushalayim, and Hamidbara. Okay, so, basically, Beishem, I keep thinking it's an adjective of Eishes, Hameis, Hachutza, and Beis Hillel said, no, everyone knows Hei at the end means Lama at the beginning, it means we'll see Eish, Hameis, Lachutz. The Gemara then continues. Beishamai, Rabbi Yehuda, Merab, Menalahu. Milej Darnaka. How does Rabbi Yehuda, Beishamai, no Rabbi Yehuda, Merab? They say that's when we'll see Eishamesh, Leishdar. So now, no matter where we started, we change our mind, we say, Rabbi Yehuda, Merab, or Shmuel, Rab or Shmuel at this point, comes from Lesia, Eishamesh, Leishdar. Hachutza is for sure extra. If Hachutza is Ev Beisil, El Nami, Tebelumi, Leishdar, Beisil also can't Rab or Shmuel be from Leishdar. And a chanami, you know, forget everything until now. Whether Shmuel means it's aser for to marry a stranger, or Rav says kedushin aren't tosim a stranger, that comes from lasiya ishamesh leishdar. For Shmuel, she shouldn't marry a stranger. For Rav, it doesn't work if she marries a stranger. Hachutza is totally extra. So what do we learn from hachutza? Chutza lamali, the Rav is harusa, Beis Hillel uses chutza to be marba arusa. What did that mean? You might have easily thought, Tosis explains, why might you have thought it? That yibam only applies to an asua. Right? I mean, not so crazy, right? The whole point of Yibam is like, you know, you want to have kids. When he was trying to have kids, that's after he's suing. But Tosas says, Mefush Mor and Yoma, why would we have thought that Yibam only applies to an Asua? What does Tosas say? Because it's Besachit. And a wife is only called Beso if she's Nisua. So you might have thought it only applies to Nisua. How do we know Yibam applies to an Arusa? Achutza. And Arusa is outside. I haven't brought her into my house yet. So Achutza is to be Marba Yibam on an Arusa. The Idach, Beit Shammai also needs Chutza to teach you to be Marba and Arusa. So now we get down to the crux of the Machlokas Vechutza, Hachutza. Beit Shammai says Chutza is to be Marba Arusa. The extra Hey of Hachutza is to be Matar Tzaris Erva. And Ve'idach Chutza Chutz L'Mashlon. Beis Hillel doesn't think you should darshan the Hey of Hachutza. It's a big Machlokas on all over Shas, whether to darshan the Hey or not. And so that's the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel there. Okay, that is the first derech of Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And it turns out to be relatively technical. Everyone agrees that C.H. Samesh Lishzar means Rav or Shmuel. Everyone agrees the word Chutza is an extra Reboy El Pidrash Mimar Ben Arusa. They argue whether the darshan from the... He could have said Chutza and said Ha Chutza from the extra first Hey, whether the darshan the Heter of Tzaris Erva or not. Okay, that's the first approach. The second approach is much, much more complex and fascinating. Rava Amar Tamay Beishamay De Einis Ochal Iser. Rava opened a new vista here, and he says Beishamay's real reason is Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. What does that mean? So first, I think what it means is this, right? What's Tzaris Erva? I mean, Tzaris Erva is because the Erva is an Erva, right? So what happens? Let's take the classic case with Tzror, right? My sister-in-law is also my sister-in-law. My Ishazach is also my Achlas Isha, right? The problem is, Ein Iser Chal Iser, she's my Isha Sach. She can't be my Achos Isha. So there is no case of Achos Isha. So if there's no case of Achos Isha, there can't be a case of Tsaras Achos Isha. So the Gemara says, Teina, Chechid Nasa Meister, Chechid Nasa Chai, Lo Asi Isher Achos Isha, V'chai Le Iser Isha Sach. That makes sense if Nasa Meister, Chechid Nasa, I mean if the dead brother married a sister, and then the live brother married a sister. Right? Because why? That means first, the brother who's now deceased married her. So first she became an Isha Sach. Then I married her sister. Now she became Achos Isha. So if Achos Isha is never Chal an Isha Sach, she was never an Achos Isha, she was never an Achos Isha, then you can't have a case of Tzaras Erva. So that, basically, this is when we think Beit Shammai makes sense when the Isha Sach happened first and the Achos Isha happened second. Okay, let's stop here for a second, and let's figure out what happened to Beis Shammai. Basically, first she became Eishes Ach. Then she became Achos Isha. So what's Beis Shammai Shita? That Achos Isha is not Chal, because Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. And if Achos Isha is not Chal, then obviously her Tzara is Mutter, because she's not Tzara's Achos Isha, right? So that Tzara is not Tzaras Achos Isha. Okay, fairly straightforward, right? Now, We just have to deal with a few questions here, and then we'll be able to understand this part of the Gemara. Tosfos already asked the question. Tosfos says, hold on a second. If Beis Shammai Shita is Ein Yisr Chalal Isser and Achusisha is never Chal, then why is the Tzara Motzer for Yibam? Even she herself should be Motzer for Yibam. She's not my Achusisha, she's a regular Ishazach. Don't we know Ishazach is Motzer for Yibam? So let's look at Tosfos to Ramaskol. So first, let's figure out. First question is, right, let's figure out the Shita Beis Shammai. Shitas Beis Shammai. Why is she herself Asura? So, says Tosos, V'im Tomar, Kevin de Israchos Isha lo chayel, Tis Yabim Erva Gufa. Right, since the Isra Achos Yisha was never Chal, then even the Erva herself, even the Achos Yisha, she's not my Achos Yisha, she's only Eish Zach, and Eish Zach, you're allowed to do Yibam. V'yesh Lomar, Isra Achos Yisha mislatoli v'kai. No. What does Ein Isra Chal Isra mean? This is very clear all over Shas. Ein Isra Chal Isra doesn't mean you get a free pass forever. Ein Isra Chal Isra means, it doesn't mean like, oh, the one moment the Isra couldn't be Chal Isra, now it's gone. No, Ein Isra Chal Isra, it's always in the, it's always lying in waiting. It's always on deck, right? Whenever Ein Isra Chal Isra, Isra 1 comes, then Isra 2 can't be Chal. Isra 2 doesn't disappear. It waits till it can be Chal. The second Isra 1 goes away, then Isra 2 can be Chal. So it says, Isra Achos Isha is waiting to be Chal. The Epoca Isra Ishzach Asim Chayim. Now, what would happen if there was a mitzvah of Yibam and the Isra of Ishzach disappeared? Then the Isra Achos Isha would be Chal. Hilkach says, Tosfos, lo paka. Therefore, since if Ishzach were to become Mutter, Achos Isha would be Chal, Ishzach never even becomes Mutter. Ishzach doesn't become Mutter in the case of Yibam if it wouldn't lead to Yibam anyway.
Ken, but that, can, how can you understand that's if it's Hutra? If Yibam is the Huya, can you still think about that the Isra is still there, but it hasn't gone away, it's still there. Therefore, the second one, which is laying in wait, doesn't come in yet.
Okay, that is a very good point. Now, Tosfos is actually quoting a Gemara later on, Daflam Bezim and Aleph. Right, the Gemara is not talking about Shammai. It has Rabbi Shimon, happens to have the same last initial, but coincidental. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Isra Chal Isra, and the Gemara says there, came into Isra Achos Yisha Lochad Vesyab Yibum. We ask this question, Amar V'ashi, Isra Achos Yisha Misl Tol Yikoy, Yipaka Isra Yishadach Asi Isra Achos Yisha V'chayel, Hilkul Lo Paka. This is a Mephorish Gemara on Daf, Lamed Beis, Amin Aleph. That Isra Achos Yisha is lying in waiting. If Isra Yishadach would disappear, Achos Yisha would be Chal. Therefore, Isra Yishadach never disappears. Now, Mordi is asking, if you look at Yibam as the Chuya, it's not a Kashan Tosis. Gemara. If Yibam is the Chuya, then Ishazach never really disappears. It's just Nidche. So how do you understand this Gemara? So for sure, this Gemara means a lot better if you're talking about Hutra. But I think what you have to say is that when it comes to Isser, Chal al Isser, as long as, even if the first Isser was still there, it was just Nidche, the second Isser would be Chal. I think that's what you have to say, that Ein Isra Chal Isra means you can't have practical redundancy. It's okay to have theoretical redundancy. You just can't have practical redundancy. And if practically you had a way around the first Isra, the second Isra would be Chal. That's what you have to say. It would be a bit of a chiddush. That's what you have to say. Let's get back to Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos says that, why is she herself Asura? Because since Achos Isha is lying in wait to Chal, or to be Chal, as we say. Therefore, she remains Eishes Ach. So Tosu says, why can't she herself do Yibam? Because she's an Eishes Ach. Because she's an Eishes Ach. Now, if you look at the Gilyon HaShas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, what does he say? Right, there should be a Gilyon HaShas on this. Where do they put it here? Yeah. One second. Who has a regular Gemara? Do I have an old-fashioned Gemara? No. Okay. Here I have the Gilayon on the side. I apologize. The Gilayon Shas was on Tosos, the first Tosos. On the side, what does it say on the side of this Tosos? It's Os Yud with a, like, square bracket. And that goes with Tziyunim. And the Ozer Hadar says, this whole Tosos is just plagiarized from the Gemara Daf Lam Beis Amid Aleph. The head Yerkom HaShgas B'Tosos Acha. This is all in the first Gemara Daf Lam Beis, Umitzvah Liyashiv. And it's a mitzvah to explain why Tosos just quoted a whole Gemara Daf Lam Beis and didn't say he was quoting a Gemara. Right? Tosos just said, what happens? Since Isra Achos Isha is lying in wait, then even if Eish Zach was mutter for Yibam, it would still be Asr of Achos Isha. So Eish Zach is never mutter. Eish Zach is only hutter li Yibam when you would be able to do Yibam. When you can't do Yibam anyway, because Achos Isha would be Chal, then Eish Zach never becomes mutter. So then the side, the Gilyon, as the Kashan Tosos, if it's a Mefush Mar Daflam Beis, why doesn't he say it's a Mefush Mar Daflam Beis? Why does he say, like, this is my interpretation? But the answer to that is obvious, because the Gemara in Daflam Beis is saying this, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. Mustama, which house does Rabbi Shimon belong to? Beis Hillel, right? He's not Asher. So that Gemara is only the Beis Hillel. Who says Beis Shammai has the same logic as Beis Hillel? Just because the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis says that for Beis Hillel doesn't mean that it's true for Beis Shammai. So that's why Tosfos isn't quoting the Gemara later on. He says, Gemara later on, that'll leave it to Beis Shammai. I have to talk about leaving it to Beis Shammai. So I'm theorizing on my own that Beis Shammai holds this, but I have no proof in the Gemara. For Haraya, the Rishonei Svara would have a different shot in Beis Shammai. Right? The Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, and others, the Tosfos Rid and the Meiri and others, have a different shot in Beis Shammai. Why does the Ramban say that she herself is Asura according to Beis Shammai? Why does the Ramban say that she herself is Asura according to Beis Shammai? Actually, let's go back to Tosfos for a second. Hold on. Tosfos says that. Get Beis Shammai Shita down. She herself, Achos Isha is never Chal, but she remains Eishas Achash. So therefore, she herself is not Mesir Bemis. Why is it Sara Mutter? Why is it Sara Muteres? If she herself is an Eish Asach?
Because the Isser of Achot Isha is never there.
The Isser of Achot Isha is never there. This sort of... What?
It's not going to be there for her either.
And it's not going to be there, so the Tsara is Muteres. The truth is here, maybe you wouldn't prove either way. We mentioned this because she's not Tsara Zachos Isha. Okay, very poshut. We can complicate that in a moment. Let's look at the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva. They say a different shot. They say, unlike Tosfos, who thinks that whatever the Gemara said enough one Beis Amid Aleph also applies to Beis Shammai, they say, no, Beis Shammai doesn't have to hold the same thing that the Gemara says later on when discussing normal mainstream Orthodox Beis Hillel Halacha. What are the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ritva and the Meiri and the Tosfos Rid say? Why is she herself usher according to Beis Shammai? Do the Ramban have the same explanation of Beis Shammai that Tosfos does? What? You thought so. Okay. So, maybe you're right. I'll read it. I'll read it out loud. Zok the Ramban. One second. Let me just find this place. V'itik she ihachi erba gufa tzav yibume. If Beis Shammai is an Eser Chal Eser, then why can the Erev be Misir Bemis? Ha'amrina l'kamen perk dalad achim. He sounds like he's quoting Lam Beis and Alf. Amr Ravashi, Isser Achos Isha, Misal Talib Koi. Isser Achos Isha lies in wait. Ipaka Isser Eshadach, Asi Isser Achos Isha Vachayil. If Eshadach would disappear, Achos Isha would kick in. Stop. What does he not say? What does he not add? He doesn't say Hilkach Lopaka. He says, if Eshadach disappears, Achos Isha kicks in. And that's very clear from the continuation. What does he say? He says, the Isser Achos Isha lies in wait, and Vishas Nefila Eishes Ach is Nitar, so she becomes Achos Isha. The Ramban, Rashi, Rish for the Rid, the Meiri all say different than Tosfos. They say, they don't say Helkach Lopaka like Tosfos does. They say, well, according to Beis Shammai, what happens if the Isra Eishes, as long as she's an Eishes Ach, Achos Isha can't be Chal. Once he dies, there's an Afila, now Eishes Ach disappears. Once Eishes Ach disappears, then Achos Isha is Chal. So the Machlok is between Rishon Ashkenaz, Rishon Svarad. What happens according to Beis Shammai when the brother dies? According to the Baal Rishon Ashkenaz and Tosfos, since Achos Isha is lying in wait, she stays Eishes Ach. According to Rishon Svarad, since Achos Isha is lying in wait, Eishes Ach disappears, and Achos Isha is Chal. Right there, Achos Isha is Chal. If Achos Isha is Chal, why is the Tzara Muteres? After all, Achos Isha is Chal. Why is the Tzara okay? Why can the Tzara do Yibam? What?
They were never wives together, so that's Tzara anymore.
Exactly, that's what Ramban goes on to say. He says, Aval Gabi Tzara came into Mechayim Lochol Isur D'Achos Isha, Lav Tzara L'Erbihi. But Achos Isha wasn't Chal when they were alive. Ain't Tzara L'Achor Misa. Therefore, she's not Tzara's Erbihi, is Muteris, because she was not Saras Erva during the husband's lifetime. And that's what we mentioned, according to everyone, except for the Havam, you know, the person who wrote the question into Rabbi Akiva Eger, above in the Chesam and Aleph, that no, if someone becomes an Erva after Misa, that doesn't answer the Tzara. Only if they become an Erva before the brother died, the Tzara is Aser. Someone becomes an Erva later, it doesn't answer the Tzara. So that's two different ways of reading base Shammai. According to Tosfos, the Erva stays Eishes Ach. And that's why it doesn't answer the Tzara, because she never becomes Achos Isha. When the Ramban Taka, she becomes Achos Isha after death. But she doesn't answer the Tzara, because after death, it's too late to answer the Tzara. Now that we have two different ways of reading base Shammai, okay, we can do a lot of lumdus in two different ways of reading the Shammai, but might be more direct to say, let's figure out what Beis Hillel holds. You could always take whatever you say about Beis Hillel and apply it back to Beis Shammai. Then what does Beis Hillel hold? Now, of course, what might you say is the obvious thing Beis Hillel would hold. Like, if you just read this Gemara and you knew nothing about Olaf Shas, you would say Beis Shammai says, Ein Yisrael Lisser, and therefore this whole logic. So what might you think Beis Hillel held? Israel Lisser and Shalom Yisrael, right? Why don't any of the Rishonim say that?
We don't pass it that way.
Because, yeah, many, many Tanarim and Beis Hillel hold Ein Yisrael Lisser. We pass in Ein Yisrael Lisser in many, many, most cases. Therefore, it can't be that Beis Hillel just says Yisrael Lisser. That would be too rad. That just doesn't match the fact that in all of Shas, all the Tanarim later on follow Beis Hillel. Maybe not Rabbi Eliezer, but everyone else in the world follows Beis Hillel, right? And they all paskin, most of them paskin, Ein Yisrael Chal Isser, and Halach L'maisa, the Rambam brings down all the Beis Hillel and the Rishonim, bring down Ein Yisrael Chal Isser. So therefore, you have to make Beis Hillel a little more complicated. So let's start with Tosfos, and then we'll go back to Ramban. There are five different explanations of Rishonim that I've noticed to explain the Svara of Beis Hillel. But let's start with Tosfos. What is the Svara of Beis Hillel? So let's start with Tosfos. If you were Beis Hillel, how would you get out of this logic? You're Beis Hillel, how would you get out of this logic? Let's remember, right? Now, it'll be easier if you're Beis Hillel and you've learned some of these makaros, but even more fun if you're Beis Hillel and you haven't. Let's say you've been studying halacha. So what did Beis Shammai say? He says, Ein Yisrael Lisser, we all admit Ein Yisrael Lisser. Beis Shammai says, Achos Isha couldn't be Chal in Eishes Ach. Again, this is the case, Nasa makes your Chal in Nasa Chaim, Eishes Ach happened first in Achos Isha. She was never an Achos Isha. She never becomes an Achos Isha. She's stuck with just Eishes Ach. And therefore, there's no Tzaras Achos Isha. So if you're Beis Hillel, what are you going to, What are you going to answer? What is Beis Hillel going to answer? Okay, anyone be Beis Hillel? What are you going to answer? Why Taka is the Tzara's Aser? Tzara is Beis Hillel. Why is the Tzara Asura? Okay.
The simple one is a lead. He has a lead of lead Tzara.
Okay, that is the first explanation of the he's a lead of the Tzara, and therefore what? What about the logic of Anius Chal Aser? Okay, that is the first answer of the Ramban. The Ramban says that time Beis Hillel, Lami Shem Yisrael Isser, Mishum Delitzror, Galiba, Xeris Kazav Litzror overrides Anius Chal Aser. Okay, that's a very boring way to explain Beis Hillel, no? So, okay, one way to defend Beis Hillel is, and here are two explanations of the Shammai. One way to defend Beis Hillel, which is the Ramban, his first answer is that Zeres HaKosov of Litzror overrides Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. You have your whole logic. The answer is Beis Shammai said, no, I have my whole logic. Obviously, the Xeris Kazav Litzror is not strong enough to defeat this logic. We have to interpret the Litzror a different way. They still are so convinced to interpret the Litzror this way that overrides the normal rules. Okay, could be. But let's stick to Tosos. Let's assume, this becomes very difficult though, because then what's Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? They both agree logically the Litzror should be Muteris. They both agree the Pasuk implies she should be Asura. Beis Hillel holds the Pasuk is so strong that it overrides the logic. And Beis Shammai holds the logic is so strong that it forces us to reinterpret the Pasuk. It could be. That's not quite as satisfying. How would you defend Beis Hillel, let's say, on Tosus' grounds? Granted that Beis Shammai is basically right. What would you say to defend Beis Hillel?
I didn't see, so I'm making this up, and it sounds a little crazy to me, but there are exceptions to Isser Chalas, and one of those is Isser Kola.
Aha, okay. Some of the Achronim asked why no one gave that answer. But on the simple level, then you'll ask me again, I'll tell you why no one gave that answer. Because here, David's saying, because it's Isser Kola. What does Isser Kola mean? When she becomes Achosisha, it's not just her, a lot of women become Achosisha. So that's Isser Kola and Chal Isser. But who says there are other sisters? Maybe there aren't other sisters. You think Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel only argue when there are other sisters? Think Beis Hillel only argues when there are other sisters? No, Beis Hillel argues in all cases, even if there are no other sisters.
Can you say that the Tzara would be included in that as the co-wife of the sister? That she would also be included as someone else who would come to us, or once you have the Isser of Achas?
Maybe. I don't know, that might be a little circular. I hear your time, I have to think about it. Okay, yeah?
So... perhaps maybe they're arguing in terms of the when we say Nisr is Mitla Tali Bakai, but what's the strength of that? Meaning, up until now we seem to be assuming that it's really just as you put it on deck, but it's much more than that. But the Gemara says, for example, the Nafkinin of a Kovra, Ben Rashaim Gemurin, that there does seem to be some chalos to the Erba now, meaning it has some expression, just not a complete expression.
Okay.
Still maintain that this is.
So that is a. That is a very good point. Here we're really getting into sugyas that are going a little further. But this comes up in the Achronim. Another answer that comes up in the Achronim is, this is most famous as the Achiezer. Where is the Achiezer found? In Eben HaEzer, Sof Simen Gimel. The Achiezer says, but this is a chiddush, I'll tell you what I said. The Achiezer says that Beis Hillel holds, you have to say, what's the machlokes Beis Shammai Hillel? Beis Shammai holds Ein Isser Chal Isser. It might be lying in wait, but it's not Chal. Beis Hillel holds that, like the famous Shita of the Beis Halevi, there's a famous Beis Halevi, Beis Hillel holds like the Beis Halevi. Beis Hillel holds like the Beis Halevi. Obviously, that's anachronistic. But what he's saying is that Beshamet doesn't, they still hold like Beshalevi, which is that really Isser Chal al Isser, really Isser Chal al Isser, to be Usser, just not for the Onesh. Right, that is a famous shita of the Beis Halevi. Now, what are the famous shita of the Beis Halevi? Here, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. If you look in Daf Lamed Beis, that seems to be the shita of Rabbi Yossi. But the Beis Halevi is famous. I mean, he has a deacon Tosos for saying that's the shita of all Tanoim. Because you want it to be the shita of all Tanoim to be a valid explanation. Beis Halevi says, according to all Tanoim, not just one opinion, really, an Isser Chal Isser is a misnomer. Everyone agrees Isser is Chal Isser. Just the onesh is not chal on the other onesh. Only you don't get the punishment. A punishment can't be chal on top of another punishment. But the iser is really chal. That's called nafkamina lekovro bein rishon gemurim. You're still a Russian gummer as if you do two aveiros when you do it. You just don't get a double punishment. So basically what the Beis Halevi holds, which is definitely shita in Shas, he just holds the kuli alma, is that there is no such shita as enes or chal iser. Really, everyone agrees the second Isser is Chal on the first Isser. Just the second Onesh is Chal on the first Onesh. It's only Din and Onshim. Now, of course, if Ein Isser Chal Isser is only Din and Onshim, but really the Isser was Chal, then Beis Shammai disappears. Really, she is Achuz Isha. She just doesn't have the Onesh, but who cares about the Onesh? She's really Achuz Isha. So you're right. That's what the Achiezer used. None of them showed up like this. But the Achiezer answers of Beis Hillel this way, and I saw Mishim Shirim, the Rav said the same thing. He didn't quote the Achiezer. But the Achiezer answers up Beis Hillel, based on the Beis Halevi, that's the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says the Beis Halevi is wrong. Ein Isser Chal al Isser bichlal. The Isser is not Chal at all. And Beis Hillel says, no, I hold like the Salvatrix. And Ein Isser Chal al Isser means Ein Onesh Chal al Onesh. But the Isser is there. And once the Isser is there, then you have an Isser of Tsaris Erva. So that's definitely possible that they're arguing about Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Beis Shammai says, Mamish Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Beis Hillel says, no, ain't onesh chal onesh, but the Isser is chal, so don't give me this whole parsha. That's definitely possible.
Wouldn't you go to this the onesh is chal, does that tie together with Kumli v'Rabba?
Then ain't Isser chal Isser would start to look suspiciously similar to Kumli v'Rabba, meaning? The only thing is, it might be, even though it's suspiciously similar, I don't know if it's substantively related, because Kamli Ramani only applies to two different types of Onesh. That means you have the Chomer one, not the Kal one. Enesh Chal Isser is even the same type of Onesh, and it means that you have whichever one came first. So they're very different, but you're right, it's suspiciously similar.
Which practically means Kamli Ramani is occurs simultaneously, whereas this Chal Isser there seems there's some...
Correct. Correct. And that's a Kamli Ramani is only for like Misa and Malkus. But you can get 8 Malkus for Chorish Telemachas, right? As we know from Mishnah and Malkus. And you can get 5 Karbanos for Iyum HaTzayis, as we know from Mishnah Krisis. Okay. Let's go back to Tosos a little though. Anyone remember something from Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that might help Beis Hillel? Answer up Beis Shammai according to Tosfos.
Eyeless.
What do you mean by that?
Eyeless is the tzara is also usher, even though
according to yeah. Even though she's only a tzara of what? Of Eish Tzach. So what could Beis Hillel say back to Beis Shammai? Right. What could Beis Hillel? Meaning starting specifically from Tosfos, not general answers of basically trying to knock out the whole idea. No, accept the whole idea. What could Beis Hillel say back to Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel could say back to Beis Shammai, you're right, Achuz Isha is never Chal, but, she's still Tzaris Eishes Achuz, Tzaris Erva, right? So you could say, what could Beis Hillel say? That the Tzara is Asura because of Tzaras Eishes Ach. And you're right, she's never Tzaras Achuz Isha, but she's Asura because of Tzaras Eishes Ach. That's what he'll say back to Beis Shammai, who actually gives this answer. If you look at the Tosos Rush right here on our sugya, if I can find the Tosos Rush, yeah, here we are. Says the Tosos Rush right here on our sugya. He says, Ubeis Hillel Savri. Avgav the Enes Ruchal Isra Veinu Lashem Esarachos Isha Mikol Makom Hab Yisha She'ena Ruuyelis Yabim Ve'ermi Poter Sarasam. She's still a woman who doesn't do Yibam. She'll Isha Zach without Yibam. And Isha Zach without Yibam Paters the Tzara. This is even more Mephorish in Tosos Alam in Beis of an Aleph. Dibur Hamaskil. Lo Paka. Tos says, Yavgav lo chayelis rachos isha, even though he is discussing within the sheet of Beis Hillel. Even though she's never an achos isha, asurin amitur liyav, and she's still asked her tzara according to Beis Hillel, kevin lo pakar shizach, because isha zach is still there. Well, islanders, so sir, sarasa, avgav, dein, ba'el, or isha, isha zach, l'chud, like islanders, and hav, mina, or islanders, according to Rav, who asked her tzara, even though it's only tzara, isha zach. So, Tosos Rush, and Tosos, on Daf Lamed Beis of an Aleph, say the Tzara is Asur Beis Hillel because of Tzara's Eishes Ach. Who remembers what the sides of the Machlokas were about then in Daf Beis of an Aleph? This is against which of our favorite Achronim? Figure that out without remembering. Who's our favorite Achron? Oh, now I'm going to kick you guys a lot. Who's our favorite Achron? Raps? In the whole world? Right? This is the machlokas we saw in Daf Beis and Aleph, whether l'maskana soras eishes achshel makom mitzvah paters eishes achshel makom mitzvah asher the tzara or not. Remember, Tosos there assumed that it did asher the tzara. That was Tosos l'shitase in Daf Lamed Beis and Tosos Rosh here. And the Ramban and the Ritva, we have different Rashi, but the Ramban and the Ritva mafurish, and Reb Chaim assumed she didn't asher the tzara. So this just going back to the same locus that Tzara's Eishes Ach also Eishes Ach also answers the Tzara. This is against Reb Chaim. This is like Tosfos Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So this is like Tosfos on Yud Beis Amud Aleph against Ramban, the Ritva, and Reb Chaim, if you have your notes from then. So Tosos Rush does not, they say, why is she talking to us according to Tosos? Because she starts Eishes Achshel Makom Mitzvah, and Eishes Achshel Makom Mitzvah also answers the Tzara. But let's contrast that with Tosos Shanim right here. You look on our Daf, the Tosos, yeah.
Just to clarify here, the Isser doesn't exist yet, but we're meaning by Island is Asher Tele, right? You know, Fanecha, you have the Ptur of Yibum. Here it's a potential Ptur of Yibum.
No, because Eishes Ach is lo paka. Since
no, but the reason why it's not paka is because of a potential chalos.
But lemaisa, it's not paka, right?
So
in the end, it's not paka.
So meaning we can look at just lemaisa that it's not paka. That's
she is an Eishes Ach, right?
So a little bit like a little bit reminiscent of Balas tonight.
Ah, hold that thought. No, but hold that thought. Okay, let's look at the Tosos Shanim by us. Os Aleph. V'im Tomer, my time at Beis Hillel, right? And then we start with the same conversation we had before. V'ein lomar d'savri iser chalal iser. Don't say the whole iser chalal iser mishum the goli krolu litzor d'mashma shatzar siver. Don't say like the Ramban, the xeris goes with litzor teaches us iser chalal iser. Here, din kain kain amayim rinu b'chula talmuda d'ein iser chalal iser nelu hal shiachol. He doesn't like the Ramban. Don't say here the Xeris Gaza overrides Ein Yisrael Lisser, because then we should make a binyan av and say, we never have a rule of Ein Yisrael Lisser. Say, Mavith, you know, just like by Yibam Yisrael Lisser, so too always Yisrael Lisser. So he doesn't like that answer. The Ein Svar Lomer de Niflo, Kula Amarai, the Amin Ein Yisrael Lisser, a Beis Hillel, Sfiru Lam Hilsu Gaza. And you can't say Beis Hillel holds generally Yisrael Lisser, because then only Amram holds Ein Yisrael Lisser. They can't be against Beis Hillel. The Yish Lomer de Vane Sar Beis Hillel de Ein Yisrael Lisser. But they would be doch and say, they came in the half time of Lomahenya Midi Gabi Erba to the precious. Since in the end, Ein Yisrael Lisser doesn't help Matu the Erba herself, like we said, Isra Achosisha Mislotolu Koi Bechule, Me Ati Yishlon Lomar, Sarasa Kamokin, Dichashuva Tsars Erba Mikra, De Litzor Vimkini Titzer, Me High Time of the precious, Be Achosisha. So what is the what does the Tosfos Shoshanim say? The Tosfos Shoshanim says that here, okay, the lashon is a little one second. It's a little hard, so let's read it again. What does he say? He says, since a nesuchah lisa doesn't match to the tzara herself, like a sling mitzvah tali v'kai, etc., me'ata, we can say, tzarasa kamokein, dichashuva tzaras erva, mikra de litzvah, the tzara is also a tzara, was also tzaras erva, from the pasuk of litzvah, and therefore she is usher, from the same reason we explained by, do we have the better version here? I want to have a full Tosfos Shoshanim here.
You want this?
What? Where is that from?
The Bar Ilan
shoe. The what?
The Bar Ilan.
Has Tosfos Shoshanim?
Yeah.
But the one on the page or the one from the Ksav Yad? Probably the one. Let's see. Okay, thank you. It's the same lashon. One second. Run to my office, bring me up my Tosfos Shoshanim. You know, the black one. Okay, after we do the lashon on the side, sorry. Give me one second. But what does he say? Let's just look at this lashon again. What does he say? Since we said that it doesn't work to help her herself, the erva stays aser because of Achaz Isha, therefore the tzara should also be tzara's erva because of Litzvah. What is he saying? Even though Ein Isser Chal Isser, Achos Isha still assers her herself, right? Achos Isha makes her usser. If Achos Isha makes her usser, then Achos Isha should also make the Tzara usser. So I think what he's saying, well, I want to get the better lush in a second.
That's what the Ramban says, too.
What?
The end of the Ramban says that as well.
Boy, was that quick. Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you. It's not okay. It's not as clear. I see the footnotes here are think it's clearer than I realize the lashon is not so machorach. But let's look at the lashon again. What's he saying? The anus of halisha doesn't map to the erva herself. If the erva herself is asura, then so too the tsar should be asura because of the reason of litzror, just like the achosisha. So the all right. Let's take this a little differently. Let me ask you a very posture question. I realize Tosfos Shanim's lashon is not so clear. It's an unclear lashon. It's a vague lashon. He says, thank you, Yomi. He says, since she herself stays usher, as I explained, the tsara should also be tsaras erva from the krav litzvor. He doesn't explain so well exactly how the tsara would be tsaras erva, but. So it was a little unclear. Let me ask a simple question. According to Rav Chaim, Eishes Ach doesn't ask for Tzara, right? It has to be an additional heir of an Asr Tzara. So how would Rav Chaim explain this? Hello? So, and this is what the footnotes say in the Tosfos Yishanim, but I realize it's not so much. Lashon Rabbeinu Nirash, Eser Achos Isha, the Mislo Tali Vikoi, Hamonei Avkos Isha, Eishes Ach, Me Erva, Humonei Agin Heter, Yiv Mea Tzara. Not so Pasha. But, you could say, you know, in the Tosfos Yishanim, a simple lashon, he says, look, Enes Chalizah doesn't say the Tzara herself. She's still Aser. So Litzvah should also Aser the... Sorry, it doesn't say the Erev herself. The Erev is Aser, Litzvah should also Aser the Tzara. It might sound like that Tzara is Asura because of Tzara's Achos Isha. Why? Because Achos Isha is what prevents Yibam. This is definitely how the Rav understood and the footnotes understood this Tosfos Yishanim. Right? You could have two ways, basically, in Beis Hillel responding to Beis Shammai. What the Tosfos Rosh says and Tosfos Lachdam and Beis says, and how does he respond? He says, you're right, she never becomes Achos Isha. But Tzara's Isha Sach also. Isha Sach also Achos the Tzara. Or you could say, no, you're right, she never becomes Achos Isha. She never becomes Achos Isha. But why can't she do Yibam? She can't do Yibam because of Achos Isha, right? So he says, don't give me an Isha Chalasu. She can't do Yibam because of Achos Isha. If she can't do Yibam because of Achos Isha, then her Tzara is a Tzara's Achos Isha. Where do we see a line like this in Tosos? Then if you can't do Yibam because of a certain Isser, that counts as that Isser?
It reminds me of something else, but to me it sounds like the Ra'ah, the Ritva, all the lumba, you know, by soap, the mouth, so that whatever applies to the Arab blood infects the Tzara's blood, the exact same matzav. It's an extension.
Okay, but I was going to take it one step further.
When we have Tzara's sofa olam, is it because of Arab or is it because of Tzara's? It's a different entity.
Okay, let's take one more line. Remember Balas Tanai, right? Remember Balas Tanai, right? Is Balas Tanai considered one of the arayos part of the Tzaras or not? So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that the afilu techshavna eshes ish came to be tam eshes ish ashurli by law. Maybe you can call her eshes ish because me tam eshes ish is the reason she's usher. What is that line in Tosfos Daf Yudam and Aleph saying? That me tam eshes ish, if the original reason she's pater is eshes ish, then we can call it Eishes Ish after the Tzaras. So maybe you could say that based on Tosos about Balas Tanai, again, let's call it Balas Tanai. Balas Tanai was, the woman was divorced from her husband, and now she never married me. Then she married my brother dies. And now I can't do Yibam, because if I married her, and she was never divorced from her first husband, she's Eishes Ish. Right now she's not an Eishes Ish. But Mitam Eishes Ish, she's a Sura. We go by Mitam. We don't go by what she is. We go by Mitam. So you could say that the Tzara is Asura because of Tzara's Achos Isha, because Mitam Achos Isha Asura Liyavam. She's Asura, she isn't an Achos Isha, but she's Asura Mitam Achos Isha. So there are two ways that Beis Hillel could respond. He could respond that basically she isn't Achos Isha, but she is Eishes Ach, Or she could respond. They still respond. She is an achos isha. But she's asura mitam achos isha. There are two. This is, what are these two deos? These are the two deos about balas tanai. Right? These are basically two deos about, is balas tanai an erva? Right? Is balas tanai an erva? So this is, according to Tosfos, the Rashi does it on the days. We don't care what the time she's also is. We care what she actually is. The answer is no. She isn't Eishes Ish. But if you say we care about mitam what she's asura, then that would be the other two days in Tosos. Yes. She's asura mitam Eishes Ish. So what I'm claiming is that the way Beis Hillel will respond to Beis Shammai, if you assume Beis Hillel really responds to Beis Shammai, he says, I know better than Yisrael Lishar. I admit in Yisrael Lishar, I'm not a Beis Halevi, Nekanach Yezreel. I admit in Yisrael Lishar, I'm not even Ramban. And his first answer. I admit that in Eschal Lishar, even in this case, I don't use Xeris Pasuk to override it. I just say, I accept your premise of Eschal Lishar, but you're still wrong. Why are you still wrong? I have to find a way to still be Tsaris Erva. What are the two ways I can find to still be Tsaris Erva? Could be Tsaris Eishas Ach, or it could be Tsaris Achos Isha. That depends. If I look at what Erva she is, she's Eishas Ach. If I look at what's the reason for the Ptur Yibam, she's pater mitam achos isha, and this is basically the machlokes rishonim about balos tanai. If you hold balos tanai is not an erva because you look at what the chalos is, balos tanai is not an erva. And here, what is she? Eishes Ach. If you look at mitam, what is she pater from yibam? What's the ta'am that ruined her to yibam? Then eishes ish is an erva because mitam eishes ish. In this case, eishes chalos iser is an erva because mitam achos isha. The rub explains that what's the base of machlokes. The basic machlokas is, does Tsaris Erva depend on Chalos Erva or Isur Mitam Erva? Tosos here would say, go by Eishes Ach, right? Because even though Isser is not mitam Eishes Ach, she is Eishes Ach. But if you read the Tosfos Shana as being different than Tosfos, you would say that even though she's not Achos Isha, the Isser is mitam achos isha. And this goes back to machlokesim of Chaim and Tosfos that we had in Afi Beis Hamelech. The Rebbe explains, what's the soda that machlokes? Should we say Tsaris Aimuris, who's Eishes Ach? Should that pop to the erva or not? Well, if you look at mitam while she's usher, it's not usher mitam Eishes Ach, she's mitam Aimuris. That's not an erva. If you look at what's chal on her, she is a chalos iser of erva, and basically the Rav says that these two deos, he read the Tosfos Shana this way as being different than Tosfos and Tosfos Rush. He says they're double the shitase. The Tosfos Rush says that tsaris erva is a tsar of someone who has a chalos erva. We don't care what the reason behind it is. Therefore, she's also because of tsaris eishes ach. She has chalos eishes ach. She's not also because of achos isha, because that wasn't chal. However, the Tosfos Shana says, no, we care what the reason for her Isser is, not what was actually chal on her. Therefore, Eishes Ach is not going to assert Tsaris like Reb Chaim, because that's not the reason behind anything. That's the result, not the reason. But Achos Isha, the reason behind it, will assert her. And the Rav wants to go a little further and even say that maybe they're really arguing about the Hakira that we started the year with. What's the nature of Tsaris Erva? Is Tsaris Erva Asura because the Isser of Tsaris Erva infects the Isser of one Tzara affects the other Tzara? Or because once there's a Ptur, that Ptur extends the whole bias. So the Rav wanted to say that, in the Rishimas that are in the brackets, the Rav wanted to say that if you take the approach of Saris Erev being an Isser, right? The Rav wants to say, we'll put the Rav in green here. Here, Saris Erva is a new Isser. As a new Isser, do we really care about the story behind it, why you're doing Yibam or not doing Yibam? No. We just care, do you have an Isser or don't you? And Beis Hillel would say, yeah, you have an Isser. The Isser of Eshazach. Eshazach is an Isser that can affect the Tzara. But if you say, says the Rav, that Tzara's Erva is a Ptor, then what do you mean? No one's Potter because of Eshazach. They have to be Potter from Yibam for a different reason, right? If you say Tzara's Erva is a Ptor, one Tzara is Potter, the other Tzara is Potter, you're not Potter because of Eshazach. Every Yibam is Eshazach. You're Potter because of something else. So the Rav wants to say that Machlokes being these two formulations in Tosos of explaining Beis Hillel is the fundamental chakira about the nature of the Isser Tzaras Erva. Again, one derech is, says the Rav, Tzaras Erva is a new Isser. A Tzara of an Erva becomes Asser. And therefore we care what the actual Halos Erva is. What's the actual Halos Erva on this woman? Eshazach. However, the Tosos Shanim's version, the Rav says, is that no, Tzaras Erva is not a new Halos Isser. Tzaras Erva means if one woman's Potter is of Erva, the other one's also Potter is of Erva. Okay, so if one woman's Potter is of Erva, then we don't care what the actual Halos in her is. We care what the reason she's Potter. And here, the reason she's Potter is because of Achos Isha, Mitam Achos Isha, therefore her Tzar is also Potter. And that would also explain the Machlokes of Balos Tanai. If you look at the actual Halos Isser, Balos Tanai is no Halos Isser Erva. She's not an Eshes Ish. But if you look at the reason she's Potter from Yibam, the reason she's Potter is because of Eshes Ish, so maybe it would affect her Tzara. As well. So that's how the Rav just tied up some things we've been discussing since the beginning of the year. What the Rav tried to do is say, Isser Tzaras Erva, is it a new Isser? Or is it just a Ptor Yibam? He wanted to say, the nafkamina is that then it depends on Chalos Isser Erva. But if it's a Ptor Yibam, it depends on Ptor Mitam Erva. And if so, then if it depends on Chalos Isser Erva, then you should say against Reb Chaim that Eshes Ach Minafila Zo. The Eshach Nifilizo makes the Tzara Asura. And that would be Tosfos here. But then you would say, like Rav Chaim, that Eshach Nifilizo doesn't pop to the Tzara. That's not Beis Hillel Shita. Rather, what's Beis Hillel Shita? But Tor Mita'am Achos Isha does make the Tzara Asura. Okay, that's the lumdus the Rav wanted to say in our sugya. That is of two fundamental ways of reading Beis Hillel are two fundamental ways of looking at Tzara's Erva. Does Tzara's Erva mean that Tzara of someone's Haloshem Erva becomes Asura? Or is Tzara of someone who is Potter because of Erva becomes Asura? If you look at the Haloshem Erva, she is Haloshem Eshazach. If you look at the reason she's Potter, the reason is obviously Achos Isha. And that's the difference between the formulation of Tosos and Lambeit and Tosos Rush, as opposed to, at least the way that the Achronim read, although on second glance I admit that it's not 100% Mokher, the Tosos Yishanim here, that he's saying it's because of Achos Isha. Okay, so far we have four ways of defending Beis Hillel. One way of defending Beis Hillel is that I admit Achos Isha is never Chal, but Tzara v'Eshes Ach Minafila Zo also is also Ptura against Reb Chaim. Second way is I admit Achos Isha is not Chal, but even though it's not Chal, it's the reason that she's Potter, and therefore if she's Potter because the reason of Achos Isha, she Potters her Tzara. Third reason is that Litzror overrides any Chal Isser. Then the Tosfos Shanim would ask, so why don't we learn from the other cults or Kula to override any Chal Isser? You don't have to go up with an answer. Fourth is the Achiezer says, there's really no such rule as a Nisachalas or a Beis Hillel. And maybe we'll just stick with the fifth for now, which is the second answer of the Ramban. The Ramban gives another answer. Which is specifically based on his way of reading Beis Shammai. Remember, the Ramban had the opposite way of reading Beis Shammai. He says, Achos Ish is for sure Chal. Just can't ask for the Tzorek, so it's Chal after Misa. So, what might Beis Hillel respond? So says the Ramban, in his second answer, what might Beis Hillel respond? Inami. He says, when Achos Isha is Chal B'Shas Misa, it makes the Tzara Asura as well. In other words, according to this fifth way of reading Beis Hillel, what's the machlokes between Hillel and Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says they were never tzoros in his lifetime. Therefore, it can't answer the tzara. Beis Hillel would say, that's what he mean. But they became tzoros as soon as he died. They were never not tzoros once he died. So basically, arguing about that borderline case. What if they only because she only becomes tzoros erev at the moment of death? Beis Shammai says, that's too late to be a tzoros erev. Beis Hillel says, no. Now that it's chal on her as well. This might be, if we remember, we had this chakira back in the Chesam Aleph. What are they arguing about? Machloket Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is do you need Tzoras Erva Mechayim to be Asura? That's Beis Shammai. Says when she was alive, she never turns to Erva. She never came out because still she died. Or just Tzoras Erva Mishas Nefila. That would be Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, look, she was Tzoras Erva Mishas Nefila, so she is an Isra Tzoras Erva. Beis Shammai says, yeah, but she wasn't Tzoras Erva Michayim. So she doesn't have an Isra of Tzara. So she doesn't have an Isra of Tzoras Erva. L'choray, what they're arguing about is, right, what makes someone a tzara? Clearly, that's where Rabbi Eger said back, I'm totally docha, the questioner, that we, on the Daf Makoros, we had in the Chesam and Aleph. Clearly, if someone becomes a tzara's erva a week after the guy, after the brother dies, there's no Isra tzara's erva. You can't have an Isra tzara's erva after Shas Nefila. The question is, does tzara's erva have to be a chayim, or can it be Mishas Nefila? Beis Shammai says it only counts as tzara if you were married together to someone when they were alive. Beis Hillel says, no. It counts as tzara as long as Mishas Nefila, you were in the same parsha of, you were in the same parsha of Yibam. So Beis Shammai thinks that, Beis Shammai thinks to be Tzoras Erva, you need a very tight relationship. You needed to mamish have been married in a household at the same time. Beis Hillel says, no. I admit she was only Tzoras Erva from Shas Nefila. But as long as you're Tzoras Erva right away Shas Nefila, that still counts as Tzoras Erva. So they argue how tight a relationship you need to be to be called Tzoras Erva. Theoretically, some of the Achronim want to say maybe this also depends on the Chakir about the nature of Tzaras Erva. Tzaras Erva is an independent Isra, they need to be married at the same time, so there's a very tight relationship. And then Beis Hillel will be saying, no, it's just a pure Yibam, so it depends on Shas Nefila. But okay, we have then, let's just chazer for a second. Five ways of explaining the Machlokas, Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai then. Number one is Tosfos Rush here, which is the same as Tosfos in Daf Lamed Beis, who's not discussing Beis Hillel and Shammai, but discussing the same Shita, is that they argue about Tzoros Eishes Ach. Beis Shammai says, Tzoros Eishes Ach doesn't ask for the Tzoros, and she's only an Eishes Ach, not an Achos Isha. Beis Hillel says even Tzoros Eishes Ach asks for the Tzoros. Number two is they argue about Tzoros Tura mitana nachozisha. Beis Shammai says, look, if she's not an achozisha, she doesn't have some tzaris. Beis Hillel says, as long as the reason for her iser is achozisha, she'll have some tzaris. Maybe Hillel would also say that Baalos Snyder has some tzaris, because for the reason of Eishes Ish. Number three is, they argue about whether a pasuk can override the svara or not. Beis Shammai says the pasuk doesn't override the svara. Beis Hillel says it does. Number four is, they argue about the chiddush of Beis Ali. Beis Shammai says, really an iser is not chal an iser? Beis Hillel says, really it is chal an iser, you just don't get an onish. And number five is, they argue about when you need to be a tzara in order to be called tzaras erva. Beis Shammai says tzaras erva is only p'tura if they were tzaras mechayim. And over here, tzaras erva mechayim. Over here, you're not a tzaras erva until after Misa, because achazisha is not chal until after Misa. And Beis Hillel says, no, as long as you're tzaras erva b'shas nefila, that's good enough. And here, immediately b'shas nefila, ishadak disappears. Achozisha is chal, and you become a tzaras erva. Okay, so those are five ways of understanding machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. I'll just point out parenthetically, if you want to tie something into another discussion we had earlier this year, Morty already mentioned Hutra Dechuya. We saw that a lot of people seem to hold Hutra, but there was Hutra Lemitzah and Hutra Benefila, right? If you want to know if it's Hutra L'mitzvah or Hutra B'nefila, that might be the Machlokas Tosas Rambam within Beis Shammai. Paka, what happened? Would Eishes Ach be Paka if it would be Achosisha anyway? Man says Eishes Ach is still Paka, even if it would end up being Achosisha anyway. Why? It's maybe it's Hutra B'nefila. Once it's Nefila, Eishes Ach is Paka. Tosas might hold only Hutra L'mitzvah. Eishes Ach is only going to be Paka if you could do the mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah anyway, it won't be. Well, you can fill it in there if you so desire, or leave that, because that's really a bit of a tangent. Okay, what we'll pick up with Meir Tzashem next time is the continuation of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, this is all the case of what we call Nasa Meshvachai Nasa Chai. First was Eishach, then was Achos Isha. The continuation of the Gemara, they're going to say, no. First is Achos Isha, and then is Eishes Ach. And what would Beis Shammai still be arguing about then? And then basically we're going to have just to ask ourselves the same questions. A, what if Beis Shammai svara in the case of where Achazisha is first and Achazisha is second? Why would that be considered tzaras erva shel baka mitzvah? And B, why does Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai? And then that'll take us to Thursday. And then, Amir Tzashem, next week, we will start the Losus Godin Sugya, which has, nothing to do with even except the Hebrew tendency, for the continuation of the Gemara. Yeah.
What?
It says, I have no idea. Against...